5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, this is an unnecessary 911 call. It starts with this question. What color is pork?
Color is pork?
Yeah, what color is pork?
Pink.
I mean, before you cook it, it's kind of pink, and then you cook it and it's white.
It's kind of like whitish.
Because they refer to it as the other white meat.
Yeah.
Like in ads, but years ago.
But ultimately, like ham is pink. Bacon is pink.
Yeah.
So white and pink. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Not to this lady. She went to a legendary barbecue place in Raleigh, North Carolina, downtown Raleigh. And this is the 911 call she placed point.
Oh.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, can I get an officer at Clyde, Cooper, and Barbecue? Yes, I had ordered some food from there, and the barbecue is pink.
I kind of snickered a little bit. And I told her, I said, honey, that's when the barbecue is smoked. It turns pink. And she was insistent that it wasn't done. When the cop came in, though, he had a cute little smile on his face and rolled his eyes and just had his arms folded. I don't even think he said much to me other than, I gotcha.
So that's the nutshell version. Okay, that's the 911 call. And it's pink. But yeah, this got all the news downtown to Raleigh. I've actually been to this place. It's a quaint, lovely little place.
Yeah.
And it's pink.
Did you argue with them?
No. First of all, it is one of those places where it feels like I will eat what you tell me to eat.
Yeah.
And I'll be glad that I did.
This is what we have today, sugar.
Yep.
And
that's exactly yes.
And this is how we're not going to ask you how do you want it done.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, there are some places that I could question their cooking styles. But, man, I know my place when I go into a barbecue place. I have a pretty good idea. They know more about barbecuing than I do. Yeah.
This is the kind of place where you just say, I don't know, what do you recommend?
Yeah.
What would you order?
Yeah, I'm only going to be here once. What should I have?
Yeah, what's tops today?
Well, the news got down to Clyde's.
An update now to a story you're likely seeing all over social media. A woman calls Raleigh police because her smoked barbecue was pink. This all happened at Clyde Cooper's Barbecue in downtown Raleigh. Our Kent Smith spoke to the woman within the last hour. He joins us now with her side of the story. Ken.
You know, Renee, the woman who will only give her first name as Annie says she didn't know what else to do
after this
encounter.
Okay. All right.
This encounter at Cooper's Barbecue. She says she's had barbecue at other restaurants and it was never pink. The issue started, she says, when she returned to Cooper's to either have the restaurant cook the barbecue a little bit more, get something else off the menu, or get her money back, none of which, she says, happened after talking with the owner of the restaurant. And he says she felt the owner was being dismissive of her concerns. Now, in a telephone conversation, she said, quote,
because they were dumb.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay to be dismissive of some concerns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, look, lady, like, we've been at this a long time. That's what it looks like.
I mean, I get it. Some people really do like their meat cooked, and I mean all the way through.
Burnt.
I'm not that person that wants a well done. I want it bleeding a little bit. I like that. But if pink freaks you out in meat, and maybe you've always gotten pulled chicken, or maybe where you're at, it does have a little bit more of a char to it, or maybe the quality of the meat's different, so it's not as pink, whatever it is. Like, at that point, I think if it was my barbecue spot, I'd be like, would you, because she sounds old, like, would you want to come see this smoker back here? I'll pull a piece right off for you. It's going to be delicious.
Yeah, we'll check the temperature. You'll find.
Yeah, it is fine. But maybe she really hasn't had anything other than really well-done meat.
She also is a bit of a liar, though.
Oh, this gets spicy, huh?
She said, quote, "That's just the way I felt. That's the reason I called the cops, because I couldn't get my money back or couldn't get a different plate." And he also said, quote, "The police told me there's nothing they could do because they can't make the restaurant give me another plate or a refund. You can either file a review or a civil lawsuit."
So let me guess. She brought it back after she ate 9/10 of it.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But she said they didn't offer. They offered her lots of different things. Mm. They offered her extra food. They tried to make her happy, and she just was not going to be satisfied.
Oh, okay.
Well, to that end, Annie's considering filing a civil lawsuit, and she gave that restaurant a one-star review. Now, we also
spoke a civil lawsuit over what? What?
Yeah, it's going to be more expensive than
this is
a plate of food.
Yeah. Then they have a plate of barbecue.
Yeah.
$7.
Stupid person.
Also spoke with Debbie Holt, who owns Cooper's Barbecue. She told us she and the staff tried to tell Annie pink barbecue is normal. They also offered her a different entree, but Holt says she refused. Now, when I asked Annie about that same thing, she said she was given one piece of chicken in a brown paper bag and not the full chicken plate she was expecting.
I don't believe her. She's wrong about everything else.
Well, and even if they did not give her a full meal, here's some chicken, go away. Like,
and Renee, this story continues to generate a lot of buzz on social media.
Oh, no doubt. People certainly have strong opinions on this one.
Now, Miss Annie wanted to keep her last name to herself with the news. We heard that, right?
Yeah.
But here's Annie Cook posting a review. Worst customer service ever I've ever had in my life. Barbecue was very pink, had too much fat. Tried to go back and tell them, and I either want my money back or something else. They refused to do either. After I called the cops up there, they gave me one piece of chicken in a bag and said, "Keep the plate." Cops said I had to file a civil suit in the courts. Worst food ever. Cheese not even melted on the mac and cheese.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It could have been a coincidence. That may not be her.
Yeah, it might not be her. I mean, probably just similar.
It's like word for word the news story.
Yeah, she really couldn't let it go. At the last health inspection, that restaurant had a 96.5.
Out of 6,000?
No, out of 100.
Oh, wow. That seems pretty solid, I think, because they're real sticklers over, like, little things. You get nicked if the little light bulb is too dim.
Like, screw this Annie lady. All this has made me want some of that pink barbecue.
Oh, my God. It sounds so good.
I'll take all their pink barbecue.
Yeah, anybody want to send us some pink barbecue? Yeah.
I mean, how can you be a barbecue aficionado and never have had pink barbecue? Like, yeah. I mean, that looks foreign to you?
Yeah.
The hell?
You know what would really make me feel better is some burnt ends.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, burnt ends are...
With an over easy egg on them? Oh, my God.
Now you're being ridiculous.
What do you mean ridiculous? You don't like eggs?
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I could take or leave that. Stay in your lane, but I'd be happy to take some of that mac and cheese they're talking about.
Oh, my God.
They explained, by the way, their mac and cheese. It's a special smoked cheddar that they put on top that adds flavor.
Of course it is.
Which doesn't, I mean, obviously.
That sounds so good. That meal would... It would kill me. Yeah. I would be in so much pain after all
you're
that
good
cheese
on pork.
And all that pork. Yeah, I got a pork sensitivity. Real unfortunate because I love pork.
So you would really eat that anyway?
Hell yeah, I'd eat that anyway, along with the mac and cheese. I just know that it will be explosions for the next.
It's worth the trade-off.
Sometimes.
What if we're traveling?
No.
Like if we went to that place right before
If I don't have a bathroom by myself, if I'm sharing a bathroom, if anybody's staying at my house, then probably not. No. It's embarrassing, but it's worth it if the food's good.
Like, is it Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber? See how slow I went on that? It's pretty bad.
It's like Bridesmaids, too.
Oh, like yeah. That.
It's just
like when she yelled, "Don't even look at me!"
Yeah, like, or yeah, in the middle of the street type of thing where you're running out in the wedding dress. Yeah. Yeah. That's what pork does to me. I know. It runs in my family, too, which is so sad.
runs through it.
Yeah, it runs right through the family. But I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty good.
What else they got on that menu? They got some good green beans. They got some
Texas
hash.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They deliver?
From Raleigh, North Carolina to here? I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, sometimes they, you know, do those specialty boxes or whatever, you know? I mean, you can do that on those whatever those websites are.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we got those cheesesteaks for Pat's that time.
I forget what that delivery place is that
does that.
It's like
$6,000 a sandwich, but it was great.
It cost a couple bucks, but.
Wait, y'all had food, like, special ordered and, like, freeze-dried and sent here? Yeah.
There's a website where you can order, like, specialty foods from the place you love. That is only in one place, like Pat's King of Steaks in Philadelphia.
Like they have to be a participating restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can't just get it from anywhere. But yeah, they'll pack it up and send it off. So yeah, we both
give you heating instructions. Pat's. Yeah,
and then you just follow directions, throw them in your oven,
and it tasted good.
I mean, it tasted like Pat's.
It was not quite as great as like you know pulling up on the street and getting it fresh through the window, but it was close.
Yeah,
it was close.
Gold Belly, that's what it is.
Gold Belly Gold is belly. That, yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.